You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. So just like you, he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro and Micro News for Thursday, the 29th of August, 2024. And it is some sad news today regarding the passing of Paul Webb, who was CEO of Synectics. I interviewed Paul recently. He genuinely seemed like a very nice guy who was dedicated to success of the company. And it wasn't very old either. And my thoughts are with his family and friends. When something like this happens, it makes you realise how temporary and precious life is. And investing takes a backseat, of course it does. And so we sometimes get stressed about things in life that are not worth stressing over when there are, you know, a lot more important things in life. And Paul created a great business there in Synectics. You know, I'm a holder of the business. You always have to think as well from an investor's point of view. I've had a few emails saying, what are you going to do with your shares? I'm holding the shares, you know. Of course, there will be uncertainty in the share price. But Paul's legacy, you know, will live on. Contracts are ongoing. I'm sure the whole team at Synectics will work and carry on building the foundations, you know, Paul have laid. Like I said, it's a great business. Excellent growth. Very good value. And this is one of these awful, you know, left-field events you can't plan for as an investor. The only protection you have against this is diversification. But like I say, you know, this is, I mean, maybe out of place here, but just check out the business Paul helped create. And it's fantastic. It is. I mean, I tend to try and define businesses in one of three ways. They're either good, great, or exceptional. Everything below that, I try not to invest in it and to avoid. And this was a great business. And it's very hard to get that standard because you'd be surprised how many company results I go through on a daily basis and they're average to middling or below average. But this was genuinely a great business. And like I said, his legacy will live on through, I'm sure, the dedicated team that he has and set up there. But for now, Amanda Lander, CFO, will take over as interim CEO until such time they find a permanent replacement. And this is the words from Amanda. She said, "It is with great shock and sadness that I've learned of Paul's passing. His passion and dedication to Synectics and his people were second to none. And he was extremely proud of his achievements of the team. Paul's support and advice were extremely valuable to me. And it's a great privilege to have known him. He will be dearly missed by all. On behalf of the board and all my colleagues at Synectics, we send our thoughts and condolences to Paul's family and loved ones during this time, or this incredibly difficult time." That's Paul Webb there, sadly passed away for Synectics. Okay, let's move on to some macro news. Story number one, publishing a long-term tax roadmap would address the confidence shortfall among UK firms. The Confederation of British Industry has urged the government amid swirling rumours of a wealth tax. Businesses are facing cost pressures and in need of a major boost to confidence, the CBI has said, following hints from Keir Starmer that a painful autumn budget is in the works. Do you know what's disappointing here? They stood on the campaign of growth. We are the party of business. And he stands up in the Rose Garden and makes a really unrosy speech. There's nothing in that speech that was optimistic, pretty much. A lot of business investment is based on confidence of the economy and its leaders. Either Starmer doesn't know this, which is very worrying, or he doesn't care, and he's just saying it to lay the excuses for future tax rises, which is about prioritising politics rather than helping businesses grow. He should understand, he should be saying we're a safe pair of hands. We are pro-business, we are pro-growth, we want to employ more people, we want to raise a standard of living for everyone. But what did he do? He took the opportunity to stand up there and say, a lot of pain is coming. What does that say? Does that encourage investment in people, in business? It doesn't. I just see that as very short-term thinking. It's going back to, you know, where we were previously. Story number two. Shares in chip designer NVIDIA has fallen after investors were spooked by signs of slowing growth and production issues, despite the artificial intelligence company posting a doubling of quarterly sales. That's the thing, you see. You can only grow, get to a certain size. Even though growth is amazing, the growth eventually will slow when you're growing that quickly. Even the growth is still impressive. The Silicon Valley company posted a 122% rise in second quarter revenues to $30 billion compared with the same period last year. While that beat average analyst estimates of $28.7 billion, investors were spooked by signs of a slowdown in growth, particularly around its next-generation AI chips, codenamed Blackwell. The stock fell as much as 7% in pre-market trading before paring back losses to a 3% fall. The chipmaker is the third most valuable company in the world with a market value or capitalization of $3.1 trillion. Story number three. The developers of a planned £750 million film studio near London, backed by Hollywood directors, including Titanic's James Cameron, have said they hope to revive the stalled project in a case seen as a test of a broader push by the new government to prioritise economic growth. Marlowe Film Studios said it would appeal to a national planning body after the proposed new complex was rejected earlier this year by Buckinghamshire County Council. Backers hope the new studios within London's commuter belt would provide 4,000 jobs, half of them local to an area around Marlow. And shortly after Labour won last month's general election, the new Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, said she wanted to change planning rules and would give new instructions to local authorities that sites in poor quality parts of the Green Belt would be considered for development. So there we are. This is a test case. We've heard the Labour government talk about growth. Is it just a nod of the head towards growth? Are they actually going to produce some growth? This right here is exactly what she's talking about. When local authorities block planning for, you know, business, which could create lots of jobs, lots of investment, this is where they would step in, they said. So let's see if they do that, because this is going to create 4,000 jobs. It's a 700, what's a £750 million investment. That's a lot of money going into that local area. Let's see if they stand by their promises in the manifesto, because this is a test case, in my opinion. Story four. This is interesting. The UK government will not fight a legal challenge against the decision to grant consent to drill untapped oil and gas fields off Shetland and Aberdeen. Greenpeace and Uplift jointly brought judicial reviews to stop the development of the Rosebank and Jackdaw fields. It comes after Supreme Court ruled that a UK council should have considered the climate impacts of new oil wells, setting a precedent for all regulators. The government's decision does not mean the licences for Jackdaw and Rosebank have been withdrawn, but if the judicial review backs the environmental groups, operators would need to resubmit environmental assessments. This would create more delay and additional costs for Rosebank's owners, which is Equinor and Ithaca Energy, and Jackdaw's owner, Shell. So that's a very interesting test case there. And story five, car registration in the UK is up year on year to July by 2.5%, up from 1.1% previously. But month on month, it's dropped quite markedly. So month on month of July, car registration dropped by minus 17.7%, whereas previously it was up 21.4%. So maybe it's just a rise over last month and the comparable is hard. The industry body cited model changeovers and temporary supply chain challenges as the main factors causing the decline in output. Okay, micro news. Starting off, Essensys. This company's been going through some restructuring, and restructuring and turnarounds are very hard. They take a lot longer than you think, and they tend to burn more cash than you think. But they are a leading global provider of software and technology to the flexible workspace industry, announced a pre-closed trading update for the financial year ended 31st of July 2024. They say financial year 2024 performance is expected to be ahead of market expectations, always good to hear, for revenue, adjusted EBITDA and cash. This reflects the continued execution of Essensys' strategy to deliver near-term profitability and cash generation in financial year 25. So they say they expect to report revenue of £24 million and an adjusted EBITDA loss of not more than £900,000, whereas last year it was £6.1 million. So that's improvement on the losses there, with losses narrowing substantially in the period as the operational efficiencies expected following our reorganisation. So they say they have cash of £3.1 million at year-end, which was significantly ahead of expectations, reflecting improved profitability and the receipt of an R&D tax credit of £800,000. The group remains debt-free. So just looked at their H1 figures for 2024. Revenue £11.7 million versus £12.9 million, so a dip there. Loss before tax for the half year of £2.83 million. They had cash of £3.46 million. Take the tax credit off, £800,000, so got cash of £2.66 million. And if you look at the forecasts for 2024, revenue of £24 million, a loss before tax of £5.6 million. In 2025, revenue of £20 million, so dips from 24 in 2024 forecast to 20 in 2025, a loss before tax of £2.1 million. That cash, it's going to be very tight, isn't it, before they have to raise money or, you know, take on some debt. That's a census. They are up today. Let's have a check out. They are up 11.48% to 34 pence. So a nice little jump there on the chart. It has been a hard journey, though. Back in 2021, they were £3.06 a share. They're now 34 pence a share. So this turnaround has been hard for them. Frank L. Toppin, FEN ticker, a specialist financial and professional services firm operating within the personal injury and clinical negligence marketplace. Ambulance chasers. I don't know why that phrase, ambulance chasers, makes me laugh. Anyway, they provided a trading update for 6 months period ended the 30th of June 2024 and an outlook for the remainder of the year. So they said revenue £17.9 million versus £16 million. 12% uplift. Adjusted EBITDA £3.6 million versus £3.5 million, so 3% up there. But they do say one of the people they work with, the partners they work with, Partners in Cost Limited, one of the UK's leading cost law specialists, has had a particularly challenging period, primarily in recruitment and technology implementation, impacting their ability to handle increased workloads. So say the outlook is basically a dip in EBITDA by 8%. They've got a market cap of £57 million. Just looking back at the results, 12 months ended 31st December 2023. Revenue was £32.8 million versus £24.8 million, so up 32%. It's good growth there. Adjusted EBITDA of £8 million versus £6.1 million, up 31%. But I looked at this and I'm not a big fan of EBITDA, let alone adjusted EBITDA. So if you look at the profit before tax, which is a more real figure, it was £3.2 million versus £2.4 million, so good growth there. But adjusted EBITDA was £8 million. Profit before tax was £3.2 million. There's nearly a £5 million difference there, or £4.8 million difference. So adjusted EBITDA is a bit of nonsense. Don't trust it. Always look at profit before tax, pretty much. As stated, not adjusted. So many adjustments going on, it makes you dizzy. Anyway, they say forecast for 2024, £36.9 million revenue, adjusted profit before tax, profit before tax of £3.9 million. So that's up from £3.2 million last year. And they've got target price there, the broker's 72 pence. Where are at the moment? They're at 46.4 pence. So decent upside if you believe the broker's targets. Next, Totally PLC, it's been a hard time for this company, a leading provider of frontline healthcare services, has secured multiple new contracts and contract extensions for urgent and elective care services in England and Ireland. The contracts and extensions are valued around about 4 million quid, they reckon. They've got a market cap of 18 million. Just looking back at their last set of results for the year ended 31st of March 2024, revenue's down 21% to 106.7 million. Loss before tax was 3.9 million versus a 1.8 million profit. Gross cash, as at the 31st of March 2024, was 2.3 million. And they say cash recovered throughout the second half of the year. I'm not a fan of gross cash. Anyone listening in any in a position of authority here, please don't state gross cash. It's a little bit misleading because if you've got debt, how much net cash do you have? Do you have net debt or net cash? And in fact, I did look at Totally's balance sheet. They had 2.5 million of borrowings. So actually, they had net debt of 200 grand. Not gross cash, well, they had gross cash, but not net cash, net debt. Forecast revenue, 2025. They're predicting sort of 85 million top line, adjusted profit for tax of 700K, and 2026, revenue 95 million, adjusted profit for tax of 1.6. So very thin margins. Nevertheless, brokers have a target of 20 pence, and they are now just shy. They're up 4% a day, 9.6 pence. What's next? Quiz. The omni-channel fashion brand announces final audit results for the year ended 31st of March 2024. This company is struggling. And in fact, they were doing quite well when other online retailers weren't, but then they've dipped and followed trend towards others. I know they're opening sort of, you know, bricks and mortar stores as well, and apparently that's helping companies, you know. Online only seem to be suffering the most now, whereas, of course, they were boosted by lockdowns. But now it's bricks and mortar stores and the omni-channel, you know, retailers seem to be doing a lot better. Group revenue decreased by 11% year on year to 82 million from 91.7. Loss before tax of 5.2 million. This is versus a 2.3 million profit last year. And this is, by the way, this 5.2 million loss before tax is prior to a non-recurring impairment charge. Total liquidity headroom as of the 31st of March 2024 was 2 million, this being of cash of 300K and 1.7 million unutilized bank facilities. Now, compare this to last year. They had 8.3 million. They had cash of 7.6. That's gone down from 7.6 to 2 million. And also they had bank loans there. So they've got a market cap of 6 million, forecast for 2025, 86.4 million top line, a loss before tax of 3.9 million. They are struggling there, aren't they? They're going to need to utilise that debt facility, I think, or raise some money via equity. Quick look at the markets. Indices here. FTSE 100 up 31% to 8368. FTSE 250 up 1.13% to 21.95. FTSE small cap up 0.14% 6943. Where's the AIM all share? It's up 0.27%, or just shy of 31% to 772. What about commodities? Let's have a look here. Gold up, all time high again for gold, 2556. I mean, my own exposure to gold is via, Ramsden's, which I like a lot. But I mean, it'll help their business a lot. Where we got copper is up 1.45%. It's still near sort of 5 month low. Brent crude still shy of $80 at $78 a barrel of oil. That's it. Thanks for listening. By the way, if you want to join my free tips list, which I send out tips usually once a week, sometimes I don't, sometimes I do updates, but go to sharepickers.com/tips. That's T-I-P-S. Thanks for listening. Much appreciated.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The contents of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.